It is August 27th. Sorry, but I'm going to talk about Prigozhin and his private military company Wagner again. Do you know why I am now sure that Putin is behind the liquidation of the entire leadership of Wagner? I have seen his address on this matter. If Prigozhin and his gang had been killed by someone else, Putin would not have said so calmly, and he would not have talked about the investigation which should find out all the circumstances of the plane crash that killed the top mercenaries of Russia. It must be understood that for a very long time, the same people, FSB officers, were responsible for the security of both Putin and Prigozhin. And if someone else was behind the murder of the leader of the mercenaries and his closest entourage, Putin would be in panic right now, instead of sitting calmly in the front of the television cameras. What Putin has turned Russia into is not even a mafia structure, because the mafia usually has some concept of honor. Putin turned Russia into a bloody garbage can. When the Prigozhin gang rioted, he was very scared. It turned out that no one was in a hurry to save him. Almost no one was ready to stop the march of the Wagnerites to Moscow. Therefore, Putin promised something to his rebellious mercenaries, give them some security guarantees, and thereby stopped the offensive. But he did not even think of keeping any promises. He was just buying time. And when he had the opportunity to destroy the entire command of the former rebels at once, he did it. Because he is a liar and a coward. Because his word is worthless. He can promise one thing and do something completely different. Moreover, he always does so. He always lies. What will happen next with the private military company Wagner? There will be nothing. Consider it gone already. This is an ancient Roman tradition to completely destroy legions whose command dared to revolt. The entire top leadership of Wagner has been eliminated. Most of the real military specialists have been distributed among various units of the Russian army. Former prisoners and adventure seekers who joined Wagner either seeking release from the prison or enticed by money have been sent home, killed, or found themselves behind bars again. Some separate units of these mercenaries still operate somewhere in Syria or Mali, but it is only a matter of time when they will either be completely destroyed or will be subordinated to some local warlords or will simply be abandoned in foreign countries. Even from Belarus, where most of the mercenaries were resettled, they are already being deported back to Russia, where criminal cases, alcoholism and oblivion await them. Of course, none of the Wagnerists will go over to the side of Ukraine and will not join our struggle, because, first of all, they are simply unprincipled mercenaries who will not even think that it is possible to fight for something other than money. And secondly, almost every one of them has so much blood of Ukrainian citizens on their hands that nothing awaits them in Ukraine except many years of prison. The history of Wagner Private Military Company is very dirty and bloody, and it comes to an end. However, like any other story, it can teach us many things. First and foremost, if someone in Russia starts a rebellion, it must be carried through to the end at any cost, otherwise it will get worse. Moreover, we have once again seen that Putin's promises, his guarantees, his honest word are worth nothing. It's simply void. In other words, there is no point for Ukraine to even attempt to negotiate with him. He will for sure deceive and betray any promises he could give.